Hey guys, it's Emmy. I hope you're having a beautiful day, and I'm here with Mikey on the Random 30.
I am woman, I am fearless, I am sexy, I'm divine, I'm unbeatable, I'm creepy.
Emmy, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Oh, you are welcome. Where are you in the world at the moment?
I am in Southern California, sitting on a chair,
yeah.
A green chair that looks like a leaf.
You had a nice day?
Yeah. Super nice day. The sun is shining as per usual in Southern California.
Yeah.
and I get to sit here and talk to you. So it's a great day.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We have plenty to talk about, of course, the brand new track, one of the most powerful tracks on radio right now, but we'll talk about that. Let's talk about you though and music. basically, where on earth have you been? Why didn't you come out sooner with some music?
Yeah, I've been around for a minute now. I like to say that I came out of the womb singing. Like, I have this theory that I came out of the womb and I was singing la 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 la, and the doctors and the nurses were like, oh my God, it's a singing baby. No, that's just my way of saying I've sang my entire life, like seriously for as long as I can remember. And I was one of those people that just knew what they were going to do. Like my whole life, I've only ever wanted to do this, and music is my greatest joy. And I don't really think I could have done anything else, to be honest. It's my biggest passion. I've been singing since I was a kid. I've been in and out of theater and shows and choir and this and that. I started recording in high school with a friend who had a little setup in his garage, and we would just go there and he would make beats and I would sing. And there was this moment when I think I was like 15 or 16, and I was like, you know what? Like, this is like what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because I'd never had something come so naturally to me in my life. It just was me. And whenever I needed somebody or something, music was there, and it was like my safe place. And I kind of made it my mission that my music would do for somebody what, you know, like Amy Winehouse did for me when I was a kid.
Sure.
So I moved out to LA and I was in music school, and during the pandemic, I started pumping out like tons of music, and I was doing, you know, like the starving artist hustle. I was working two jobs. I was a beverage cart girl at a golf course and a barista, and I had also been a server. I've been a server for some time too. And I was just grinding, like using my tip money to play shows out here. I played the Whiskey A Go Go and the Viper Room and the Federal, and I was using my tip money to pay for studio time. And it was rewarding. Like, seriously, I think that stuff is character building. And I like to say that I worked my little butt off to get to where I am right now. And so it's a really good feeling. It's a really, really, really rewarding feeling. And truthfully, I thought that I was going to be doing it for a lot more time. Like, I thought that I was going to be out here hustling until I was like 26, 27. But lucky me, I only had to do it for a few years. So it really is an honor.
Were you the singing barista? Were you going around with your car?
I was the singing barista because I'm also kind of a coffee addict, so I'd have like my sixth shot of espresso of the day.
Oh my. And be,
like, behind the with the broom, like singing Little Mariah Carey tunes and changing the channel all the time to the R&B station, and the customers are looking at me like, okay.
Wow. But it's like anything in any career, you do have to put in a lot of work and a lot of hard effort and a lot of money sometimes to be able to get to where you are. And you are still extremely young, but for it to happen to where you are now, like in that hard work, what would you say to yourself if you were 15 now going, okay, how is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? And then in the short time, you're now on the radio in Australia, all over the world.
I would say that it's really not going to be easy. So there are so many nights that I laid there and I was like, dang, this sucks what I'm doing to myself. Like, I haven't slept in like 4 days and I'm so hungry. But like, and like, who's listening? Like, who even cares? Who's even listening? So there's a lot of those moments, and I know I'm not the only artist that has felt that way in their career, like especially during that time period where you're just kind of putting music out to thin air. But I think trusting your gut is the most important thing, and to just never stop, like never let opinions or yeses or nos or life like get you down. And I know that's such a cliche saying, but it's so easy to just let life get you down and let outside forces make you want to give up.
Yeah, you know, I love that.
It's really not an easy thing to choose. But when you finally get there, there's this moment that it's like, it's all yours. And you did that. And that makes you never want to stop. So
exactly.
I really, my advice would to be to my 15-year-old self would to be, don't ever forget to just keep going. Just keep going. Yeah. And even if that's just small things, like even if you want to take a break for a week and just, you know, maybe just journal and sit with yourself. It's just small things. Like, just don't stop. And that's my advice to everybody, honestly, is to not stop, because I think now is the time to be a dreamer.
Yeah.
If there's going to be a time
absolutely.
For people, it's now.
Absolutely. Let's talk about I Am Woman. This, and not just saying because I'm talking to you, this is one of the greatest songs on the radio right now. The power of women, the power in the lyric, the power of the entire production behind it in supporting women and respect to women and women in music. This is everything in it. How did you come to give this to the world? What was going through your mind? Were you in the situation of, okay, women need more love and more respect, and I want to write about that? Is it a personal thing? What is the story with this? Because it's powerful.
So it is kind of a combination of that.
Yeah.
But what really started it was a dream of mine. And, you know, long story short, I'm just a big person and paying attention to your dreams. I think they're very interesting. So this dream specifically had kind of told me symbolically that I was rejecting parts of myself and like pushing parts of myself away and not really like standing in my power and fully accepting that I am who I am. So that led me to write these little like mantras for myself every day. Sure. So I picked qualities that like I wanted to remind myself of. So the feminine masculine line, the creativity line, like I think I'm a very creative person. The unbeatable line, because I, you know, kind of chose a career that not many people choose. So those all came from very personal qualities and things that I wanted to pay homage to. And one day I was at band practice and my bandmates and I were kind of just jamming out, and I just started singing. I just started singing this stuff. And while I had been saying it to myself every day, I hadn't been singing it. So when I did sing it, it was kind of like, oh, this is really powerful stuff.
Yeah.
It's the simplicity of the lyrics makes it so applicable to every woman in her own personal way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, being creative is all these things, but for someone out there, like maybe they love pottery. Maybe they have a lot of hobbies. Maybe they like to crochet. Like that can mean anything to anyone. And I think that's what makes it so powerful. And I never heard anybody ever talk about the duality of being feminine and masculine. And that's a big thing that I like have wanted to touch on, because I struggled with that my whole life, with the fact that I was that. And I wish that somebody would have told me that it's okay to be that. And so I took it kind of like upon myself to be that person, to be the person to say like, hey, this is totally normal. And I think we should stop making it not normal, because I can embrace both parts of myself and that doesn't take away from me being a woman. So it was very personal. It was very personal. And I had hoped that when I posted it, it was going to reach women everywhere, because, you know, the climate of these last couple of years, especially for women out here, it's just like not the best. And there's been a lot of struggling lately. And so I really just wanted to, or hoped at least, that it would reach who it needed to reach.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it has. Has it made you feel better yourself after writing it, releasing it, sharing it, singing it, giving it that power and that love, do you feel better in yourself with not having the support and the love that you were saying earlier?
Honestly, yes, because while I am the creator of the song, I'm still a human being and I still feel so insecure sometimes. And I have really bad days and I have days where I, you know, don't feel beautiful or don't feel the best or don't feel unbeatable. And honestly, seeing how many people have resonated with this song and even sometimes just going onto TikTok to watch like the videos that people make where they're, you know, freaking Olympians, like female athletes, people showing off their art, people just dancing around in their room, like feeling good in their skin, and so many like body positivity TikToks. And it's really not just women either. Like there's so many men that have resonated with this song as well. And that's what makes me feel better because I'm like, we're doing this together. Like we're all in this together and we're uplifting each other. So it has made me feel better. It's made me feel better about myself, but in a way that I'm like on this journey of loving myself and it's not linear, but that's okay.
So good. So good. And are you still writing along the same style of I Am Woman, or are we going to have a few different styles and a, I don't know, what's the next plan for after I Am Woman? Are we hitting, because there's a lot of power. There's a lot of power going on here.
So the EP is very different, like stylistic wise.
Yeah.
It's very funky and jazzy, and there's a lot of R&B in there. There's some Lauryn Hill type tracks.
Oh, yes.
Stuff like that, stuff with that kind of vibe. But then, of course, you have like your funky, poppy, like hard hitting I Am Woman type stuff, but not quite. Same, you know, like not quite the same. And I'm actually really excited for this EP because I think it's going to give me a chance to like show the world that I'm also all of these other things too. Ooh. And I can do all of this stuff. Yeah. Really, I'm really, really excited for this project.
Like, it's like a little lucky dip. You just have a little bit of this and then a bit of that. And what am I going to get next time?
Yes.
Oh, that's like, so.
Gonna be expecting how it sounds, you know?
That is so good. When can we expect the EP?
I'm really hoping May, June.
May, June. Okay, so we don't have to wait too long.
No, not at all.
Awesome, awesome.
They're all demos ready to be finished up, so.
Oh, how good. And I guess coming to Australia is going to be on the cards for you. Could we see that this year?
I hope that we could see that this year, you know, COVID allowing. But I've actually never been, so I really, 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 really would love to go. And if I'm the luckiest girl in the world, maybe I'll get to perform while I'm there too.
Yes, please. Please.
I would love that. That would be so awesome.
Oh, that is so good. Well, I Am Woman. It's such a powerful song. We absolutely love it. Emmy, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you. I hope you have a great day. It was so nice to meet you.
Same to you. We'll talk again soon. We'll try to look up a chat about your EP when it drops.
Please, I would love that.
Let's organize that.